right now. We're going to go to Michigan and talk to Mary Beth. Mary Beth has some squeaky floors. Tell us all about it, and welcome to the show.
Well, I have more than some squeaky floors.
Okay.
My whole house squeaks.
Ouch. Okay.
And it started out, I have a two-story colonial. It started out on the first floor. You know, you walk in a room and you have a couple squeaky spots. And then it started up the stairs. And now I noticed this week, I can't step anywhere upstairs or downstairs where I don't squeak.
Hmm.
I mean squeak.
Hmm.
It's not your shoes, is it?
No, I'm in my bare feet.
Oh, okay.
It might be my bones. I'm, you know, getting old. But right now,
well,
no,
then,
I think.
If that was true, you'd be squeaking in the supermarket and every place else.
I could be.
Are these hardwood floors, carpeted floors? What do you
They're
have
all
them, Mary
carpeted.
Beth? All carpeted. Oh,
all
okay.
Carpeted.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, on something like this, and this is going to sound like a very labor-intensive solution, but it when you have something like this, you know, what's happened here is the plywood and the framing joist under it have some space between them, and that could have happened a lot of different ways, expansion and contraction, and you have just that little bit of friction that's causing the squeaking for happening all over like that. And since it's so widespread, probably the only foolproof way of solving the problem is also, of course, the most expensive, and that's to roll the carpet and the pad back, put a series of screws going through the decking all the way into the floor joist, and you just do this very methodically all over the entire floor, and that will stop all of the squeaks. Now, another way of going that you might want to try first, and we've done this very successfully many times on stairs that you have access under. And now, do you have access? Now, if this is the second floor, you would not have access to that second floor because of your ceiling, I assume.
Yeah.
Okay. But downstairs, if you you have a crawl space or basement?
I have a basement, and
okay.
I can see the floor up. You know, it's not finished.
Okay. Well, the problem with that is a lot of times, and, you know, if the house, approximately when was the house built?
1970.
Okay.
It's shifted. I think it's going to tip over.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
Well, in 70, it could have been, depending on how they were building at exactly that time, it could be that you have just plywood and that you have your joist, your floor joist, and plywood on top of it. If that's the case, you actually can use a construction adhesive in a tube of caulk and caulk everywhere the plywood meets the joist. And then just, I mean, it's, you know, dozen tubes of caulk, and you just basically you're binding those things together to keep them from squeaking. Now, if you did that, of course, again, it's going to take quite a while under a basement working overhead and so forth. I would venture to say you would probably knock out 50 to 75% of the squeaks. It just depends on how it's built. But upstairs, really, Joe, I think about the only way there would be having to peel that carpet back, unfortunately.
Well,
yeah,
it's funny. I'm getting new carpeting next week.
I was going to offer you another suggestion, but that, if you're getting new carpeting, that's the time to do it. Leave time in between taking up the carpeting and them putting in a new one, obviously, because it's going to take a while. A house built in the 1970s, they may have just nailed down that plywood floor, the subfloor, which might be part of the reason it's popping up and you're going to have to put down. I would use 2-inch screws and just put them wherever you need them.
And like Joe said, make sure you allow time for it. And I'm not sure the carpet guys will be patient enough to do this. So it may
you might
be
have to pull it up,
to
right?
remove, you know, to have someone help remove the carpet. And a great hint on that, don't try to pull those 12-foot pieces of carpet out there. Cut them in 3 or 4 foot runs, roll them up, throw them out the window, or, you know, take them down the stairs or whatever to make that a lot easier. Clean it up real well. Find where those joists are, pop chalk lines on it, and then put a screw in about every 6 inches. And that's the only way you're going to be able to seal it. I'll tell you something else that I like to do in a situation like this. Wherever the plywood butts together on the 4 foot side of it, I would caulk that, even if it's just the simplest little crack. I would caulk that with construction adhesive, just so that you're doing everything you possibly can to keep those squeaks from happening. Then when you put the new carpet down, I think you're going to be in great shape. So that's a great advantage and a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity when that carpet's up to fix that problem.
Well, I guess I know what I'm doing for the next 4 days.
Mary Beth, I wanted to mention a couple other things. One, there is a company that makes a product called Squeak No More, and it's meant for driving screws through the carpeting into the plywood, and that does work. Of course, you have to find out where the joists are, but that's another option if there are places where you're not lifting up the carpeting.
Okay. Well, that sounds great. Oh, well, the stairs and stuff. No, I'm not.
Oh,
I'm
there
not
you go.
Getting new carpeting up in the hallway and down the stairs, but the bedrooms in my bedroom.
That.
Yeah.
Well, good. Well, we hope we've been able to help you on that. And certainly, again, a great opportunity for you to take care of it while that carpet's up. And if we can help you in the future, we'll be glad to.
Well, thank you so much.
Okay. Well, you
You're
take
welcome.
Care. Bye-bye now.